This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Constitutional Reform Commission hands in its report to President Dame Sandra Mason. NUPW seeks more clarity on the public sector reform. The opposition leader criticizes the newly passed electricity supply bill. The UN extends Kenya-led security mission in Haiti, and U.S. dock workers are on strike. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Constitutional Reform Commission, CRC, has handed in its report to the President of Barbados, Dame Sandra Mason, after more than 2 years of discussions. CRC Chairman Justice Christopher Blackmun made the presentation at State House yesterday. Speaking to the media, Mr. Blackmun said that the establishment of the Human Rights Commission and proposals limiting the powers of the Prime Minister are among the recommendations listed in the draft bill that accompanies the report.
The Constitutional Reform Commission produced a report with several recommendations for a Constitution of Barbados. The draft bill, which accompanies the report, expands the provisions of the current Constitution by more than 50%, with the notable aspect being the greatly expanded chapter on fundamental rights and freedom. This has led to the recommendation for the establishment of a Human Rights Commission for Barbados. While the Commission has recommended the maintenance of the status quo in respect of matters such as first past the post outcome at elections and elections being called at the discretion of the Prime Minister, other proposals limiting the powers of the Prime Minister on appointments and the like have been proposed.
Chairman of the Constitutional Reform Commission, Justice Christopher Blackmun. The National Union of Public Workers wants more information from government on the status of the planned public sector restructuring. General Secretary of the Union, Richard Green, sees the need for more clarity on who will be affected, when, and how. He listed several government agencies that are slated for reform.
In an unprecedented way, we've had about five of those proposed reform. I can speak to the National Housing Corporation, the Social Services, which include the Welfare Department, the Child Care Board, the National Assistance Board, and the National Disabilities Unit. They're also in the middle of transforming KIPO. They're moving towards Business Barbados. The Barbados Industrial Development Corporation. Thrown into the mix, too, is the amalgamation of the Barbados National Oil Company and the National Petroleum Corporation, and the public-private partnership at the Grantley Islands International Airport. These are a number the areas that have been highlighted for different types of reform. And consultations have started on each one, and they've reached varying degrees, and then we've had an abeyance.
Mr. Green notes that there have been consultations, but says there are still many questions to be answered.
Our concern is that in the absence of timely information, workers are getting frustrated and are intimidated by this lack of information. That puts us as a union in a difficult position, as we are not in a position to fully advise our members on how the amalgamations are going and what we would consider the useful information to be able to guide them through this process. So as an organization, we represented the workers in this process. We are requesting that we have timely information, accurate information, and as we move through the process, that the process is transparent and consistent to avoid the stops and starts, because that adds to the frustration of the workers.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is accusing the government of prioritizing the interests of the island's sole electricity supplier over the interest of ordinary Barbadians with its electricity supply bill. The bill, which was passed in the lower house yesterday, is expected to help unlock hundreds of millions in renewable energy investment. Mr. Thorne criticized the bill, arguing that it gives too much power to ministers in regulating related disputes and diminishes the power of the Fair Trading Commission.
Here you have a dispute between a licensee and the Light and Power. And who determines that dispute? A minister. So that when I say this act is about ministerial power and the increase of ministerial power, here is the evidence. You close down the Fair Trading Commission. A minister cannot be a judge in his own cause. That is a breach of the principle of natural justice. Go back to the draftsman and tell him that he has misled you.
In defense, Senior Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Kerry Simmons stressed that the bill is intended to facilitate the island's renewable transition. He said while this will not lead to an immediate drop in electricity prices, it can eventually.
The reality is that this piece of legislation obviously cannot automatically cause light bills to fall. Extra read all about it. Light bills will not fall tomorrow. Well, I've given you the headline you want to get. Now, if you can raise your head above that, we can talk a little bit more seriously about the fact that Barbados today has less than 20% renewable energy on its grid. But if we can get it to 90% renewable energy, then the cost of energy, the cost of light to all of our people will in fact fall. But we can't get there unless we pass this legislation, which is supposed to remove the blockages of the obstacles that are there.
Senior Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons is calling for stronger systems to better address the needs of this country's senior citizens. BARP President Marilyn Rice Bowen made this call in her address as they joined the rest of the world in recognizing International Day of Older Persons. This year, it's held under the theme Aging with Dignity, the Importance of Strengthening Care and Support Systems for Older Persons Worldwide.
This year's theme incorporates the association's mandate, which is to ensure that all older persons live with independence and dignity. And a key element of that is making sure they get the care and support they need. As we age, our needs become more complex, and challenges to our health, finances, and family dynamic could be overwhelming. Special attention needs to be paid to diet, exercise, and keeping active, staying abreast of rapidly changing technology, or at least having cursory knowledge is important. Socializing with family and friends prevents isolation and keeps loneliness at bay. This is also a priority.
She made an appeal to Barbadians to assist their efforts in ensuring the voices of the elderly are heard.
As the world changes and the needs of seniors evolve, BARP stands ready to respond in the best interests of members. We remain flexible, engaged, and committed to the process. And we encourage you to do the same, because you too have a role to play. Start by listening to older adults and validating their concerns, and by creating a safe space for them to live comfortably with grace and respect.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen. The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously on Monday to extend for another year the mandate of the Kenya-led multinational security support mission to Haiti, where efforts continue to bring peace and stability to the French-speaking CARICOM country. As a result of the vote by all 15 members of the Security Council, the security support mission, which is also being assisted by some CARICOM countries, will remain in Haiti until October 2nd next year. But the resolution does not provide a solution to the financial situation, where the United States has been the largest contributor to the mission, providing more than $300 million. While Washington has insisted that it will not be sending military troops to the country, the funds provided are being used in construction of a base of operations near the international airport in the capital. This comes with the provision of armored vehicles, communications equipment, and other assistance. And finally, this report in less than half an hour ago from the Associated Press and NBC Chicago, a major dock workers' strike is underway in ports across the U.S. as thousands walked off the job just after midnight on Tuesday, that's today, shutting down dozens of ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast in a strike over wages and automation that could reignite inflation and cause supply shortages of goods if it goes on for more than a few weeks. As of midnight, 36 ports from Maine to Texas were shut down after a contract between the ports and about 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association expired. Those ports handle about half of the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. Recapping the headlines. Constitutional Reform Commission hands in its report to President Dame Sandra Mason. NUPW seeks more clarity on the public sector reform. The opposition leader criticizes the newly passed electricity supply bill. The UN extends a Kenya-led security mission in Haiti. And U.S. dock workers are on strike. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.